Vander, can you summarize the year for yourself? Certainly a different season for everybody. Tell me about it from your perspective.
Yeah, it was crazy, I think, just coming to Canadian City and kind of not knowing what to expect. Definitely made it for an entertaining year, and I think for the most part, I really enjoyed it.
Was it an up-and-down year emotionally for you? Certainly, as you say, you weren't expecting maybe what you found here, but in the long run, a good thing for you as a player and a person?
Yeah, definitely. I think playing in a Canadian market and playing in front of these fans every night definitely made it really fun to come to the rink and play hockey. And you know, I really enjoyed playing in the MTS Center and playing with this group of guys. And you know, it's disappointing not to make the playoffs, but at the same time, I thought there were a lot of positives throughout the season.
You're restricted now, I believe. Can you see yourself in this uniform a long time? Would that be a good thing for you, a positive thing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're going to see what happens with the summer. There's a lot going on with the new CBA and all that kind of stuff. So there'll probably be a lot of waiting and seeing what kind of happens.
Having been through the past offseason, if you're here again next year, which looks likely, would you do anything differently in terms of the new market, the new city, the team?
I don't know if you could really do anything different. I think it's probably just going to be different naturally because I think this summer I didn't know if I was going to be in Atlanta or going to be in Winnipeg, and it was kind of all last minute in terms of moving all your kind of things from one city to another. And I think this year, going in, if that's the case, it's going to be a lot more. It's going to be a lot easier to kind of prepare and know what you're getting into.
Fun year for you?
Yeah, definitely. I had a great time playing here. Like I said, it's a Canadian market, and it makes it pretty easy to come to the rink and have a lot of fun when you know that it's going to be a packed house like that every night.
So bug you at all that when you walk around, you're in the spotlight. I know you could walk around Atlanta quite a bit without, depending on who you're hanging out with. But
yeah, no, it's something I'm used to just in Vancouver and going back and being an NHL player and playing there in junior, you kind of get a little bit of a taste of that and with Hockey Canada events too. And I think this kind of took it to a whole new level.
And as a player, you grew this year. You feeling good about that part of the game?
Yeah, definitely. I think made some pretty good steps as a player and improving this year. And, I hope to repeat that again next year.
It's tough as a young person coming into the league and being in the spotlight, earning a big salary, those sorts of things. How do you feel you've grown this year as a person?
Good. I think, learned a lot and, going to continue to learn a lot as a person, as a hockey player. And that's just the way things seem to go as you grow up.